Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Oh, you guys know championships. 1, 2, 3. The Chicago Blackhawks, home with their families, watching a win last night. I'm sure Brian Campbell was no exception. Good morning, my friend.
How you doing, Steve?
That's going to be kind of cool. You were watching it, right?
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, for sure. I'm happy. I got a lot of friends, obviously, that are Cubs fans. And I'm a Cubs fan, but not as diehard as them. And, you know, you're happy for them. They've never seen a championship, so it's good for them.
I'm guessing you probably didn't become a Miami Marlins fan with your two-year trip to Florida, or 3 years, whatever it was.
You would be correct in that.
All right, so you know what it's like to win a title. Everyone who can hear the sound of our voice has never been in your skates or their shoes. Is it the camaraderie with the guys on the team that's the most special, you know, at a time like this?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, when it's said and done, nobody ever takes it away from you. You know, I think you're always going to, as Cleveland fans, you're always going to remember that team, but not to the extent of what we're going to remember this Cubs team as. And that's when you do win it, you have that for life. Nobody takes that stuff away from you. So, you know, it's definitely special, and it's been a great run for them and a great group of guys. I think the fans have really embraced it a lot, like, you know, the Blackhawks.
Brian, what's the biggest thing that you have to guard against after you win a championship to put yourself in position to do it again?
You know, I think it's, you know, obviously you're going to enjoy it for a while, and then you got to get back to work again. And, you know, I think for them, you know, the leadership in the locker room helps out, and the determination to not just be, you know, one and done, is to be hopefully a dynasty and stuff, I think is, you know, when you're an athlete, you're always wanting more, and you always want to go down and do as much as you can in your short time frame that you have playing a sport. So, you know, I think they're well positioned, hopefully, to keep going and win more. And you know, it's an exciting time to be a Cubs fan.
Did you play baseball as a kid in Canada?
I played a little second base, Steve. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Did you have the pivot? Were you able to set up or turn the double play?
I don't know if we've turned too many double plays in tight baseball, but I got the runner out at first, I guess.
Well, with your speed, I'm guessing you were a slap hitter that could turn a single into a triple. Does that sound about right?
Correct. I'd slap it opposite field, and left-handed hitter, slap it opposite field and get on first, and then take it from there.
The speed of the game is a constant question, including how long it takes to play these games. But this was America's pastime forever. It doesn't have the same connection, you know, that it used to. However, I would make the argument, in the same way that the Blackhawks turned the kids of this town into hockey nuts like never before, youth hockey exploded after 2010 in Chicago. This win, maybe it's obvious, maybe it isn't, this win could reignite some interest in baseball, I think.
I think for sure. You think about today, you know, kids are going to get up, hopefully go to school, and then after, what are they going to do? They're probably going to go out and play some baseball and act like they're, you know, Ben Zobrist or Chris Bryant or Rizzo. Or, you know, it's exciting. You know, hopefully then they switch over and play a little road hockey and think that they're Jonathan Toews out there. So, you know, I think it's great for all the kids in you know, in the city of Chicago to have people to look up to it, and it's only going to help the sport, and that's what we want to do, is obviously produce more professional, you know, athletes always, you know, in your city. It's a special thing, even watching, you know, Kipnis there last night for Cleveland. You know, he had a great series, and, you know, you're not rooting for him, but you're saying, hey, I guess, you know, you're going to root for that kid a little bit. He's from from the area.
Let's Brian, talking about your team, the camaraderie with you guys and the Cubs, of course, too. I'm just wondering, any talk of the great singing by three of your buddies there during the seventh inning stretch, since they did such a wonderful job?
Yeah, they did, but they didn't. The Daffy Duck thing was by Bill Murray. I think it might have lifted it a little bit. So, you know, it's good for the guys. It's good that they were out there and supporting the Cubs. But, it's definitely exciting, you know, the whole playoffs, watching, you know, the MLB and seeing how it went down. But, you know, they didn't compare probably to the Bill Murray.
Did they sing like that in the dressing room?
I just wouldn't want to use the microphone after Bill Murray. That's my only thing.
Totally agree. That thing had to be, you know, deloused. Dave, you had a question?
Yeah. Let's switch over to your sport and your team. What have you seen, Brian, during this run that the Blackhawks are on that's maybe changed from early in the season?
We're starting to play a more complete game. You know, we're starting to roll our four lines a little bit more, which is good, and kind of getting everybody's kind of learning the system or has learned the system, and you know, we're just playing with more pace. I think it's only going to benefit our team, and you know, we're at home right now. We're trying to string some wins together because we know we're going to be heading on the road for some games coming up here in November, so that's important to try to keep winning these games and collecting those points. So, you know, all signs we're still got room to grow, but we're going in the right direction. That's for sure.
I got a home and home with Dallas this weekend after Colorado tonight. The Avs are kind of in a little bit of a rebuild situation. Dallas could be one of the best in the West. Consistency is key, but you got a bunch of young kids on this team the same way the Cubs do. And I thought of you last night when Anthony Rizzo was tugging on Grandpa Ross's arm going, "I'm so excited! Can we go to Dairy Queen?" So these kids on the Blackhawks, I would assume, look up to you and Hosen, the guys who have had the most experience, kind of in the same way.
Yeah, you know, it's good. It's nice to see these kids come into the league and they're wide-eyed. I think you always want to just, you know, I'm sure like a guy like David Ross is just like, you're always pushing these kids in a good way, but you're always, you know, showing, telling them, you know, yeah, keep going, you're doing well, and staying positive with them. So I think it's just important, you know, they're a part of your locker room now, and you don't want them to think that they're not. And it's fun. And then you obviously all the side things, you know, with kids, younger guys these days, kids in their 20s, you know, what's going on in their life is always kind of exciting for us older guys to learn and hear about.
I'll help you keep your head together, but tell me what I'm missing now that I'm an old man.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Breakfast with the Blackhawk, presented by MB Financial Bank. The question comes from Egle Remizate, or something close to that. And thank you for listening from Lionel Lakes, Minnesota. If you couldn't play hockey anymore, Brian, what would you do?
Wow, that's a great question. I think, you know, I do enjoy, you know, being around kids and teaching kids, you know, the game. You know, maybe I'd become a baseball manager or something as well.
There
I enjoy baseball. So
how about second base, huh? Second base, huh?
Yeah.
Javi Baez, maybe he needs a backup. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, hopefully my hands are as good as his. So it's you know, I think all those things. I love being in sports and being involved in a team atmosphere and or helping kids out. And it's just it's exciting when you see how they improve and such short time. So along with being a dad, those are the things that I'd be doing.
Great to have you on, pal. And keep the roll going tonight with the Avs and this weekend home and home with Dallas as the Hawks got hot quicker than I even thought they would. And that's nothing but fun. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, I appreciate it, Steve. Thanks for having me.
See ya. Brian Campbell from your Chicago Blackhawks.